The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
That's why I have a great conversational game.
Yeah.
That's how you...
If you're not hot, you better be able to make a good drink.
Alcohol's a great equalizer, AJ. Yeah. I guarantee you that while I may be a 3 or a 4, enough drinks, I turn into a 6 or 7. And ladies will lower their standards for 6s or 7s just because, especially if you're a very good conversationalist. That's how you develop game.
Okay. Thank you. So. Thank you for the lesson. It's not only going to ruin it for baseball. Everybody's talking about, oh, baseball, it's going to... Guess what's happening? Baseball being ruined is going to ruin football. Write that down in your notebook.
Okay, hang on.
Because now we're seeing the teams, the Marlins aren't playing anymore. Like, they're basically, I don't know if they're out of the league. What's going on?
Now you had the Cardinals have 2 guys with it. You've had to cancel those games to see if they have more.
And not only that, when the Marlins are out of it, now the Phillies, who just played the Marlins, they're not playing either. So you can't really have a season when this is going on. It's just not going to work.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. A little out of context. You didn't get to hear my whole explanation there. It's a combination of drink, getting them drunk and being a good conversationalist. If you do those 2 things, then an average to below average guy like me can do pretty well. And I know a lot of you guys out there are below average, just like me. Blazers beat the Grizzlies 140 to 135. Kind of sorry I missed out on not betting the over on that.
Well, yeah. He probably would have been good by halftime.
Yep. Yep.
Jadeveon Clowney, and this is according to Sportsnot, but it's also I've seen it around Twitter.com a little bit, that it may be tough for Jadeveon to get a job this year. And the latest is that, he's a free agent. And I don't think anyone would disagree that Jadeveon Clowney is one of the most talented guys in the league. Talent's never been the issue with Jadeveon. It's been want to and work ethic and things like
that people question about it.
Health was definitely a question last year.
And I don't think that's always fair, because I think the guy showed a lot while he was here. I just think he'll never be the football player you hoped he would be. From a talent standpoint, he's fantastic. But as an actual football player, he's good.
Yeah. Apparently, he's done a poor job in negotiations. He wants more money than anybody's willing to pay him, and he's trying to play guys against each other, and it just hasn't worked out for him. And he wanted to play for a contender, which, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he play for one last year?
Year before that, he played for a contender.
Yeah. It says his desire to play for a Super Bowl contender led to the Dallas Cowboys and New Orleans Saints being atop his radar.
Which I think are both, I think both legitimate Super Bowl contenders this year.
However, the Cowboys have zero interest in him, and the Saints have no cap room.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know if the Cowboys have enough cap room to get him in anyway, because, and they've already got a guy who's probably better in DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah. Now, again, he was injured last year, 11 appearances, had a core injury all year. That's a tough thing to – if you're a guy who counts on your explosiveness, then it's going to be tough to fight through that. But it's looking more and more like he's just going to have to sign another 1-year deal and hope that, something hits for him, that he has a big year and then somebody pays him. But it says here the most likely options, the Eagles – the Titans, the Raiders, and the Ravens. The Ravens, boy, if you're looking for a title, It's not a bad place to go.
Yeah. And I believe that coaching staff might get more out of him.
I think so, too.
But if I'm him, I think I wait until a little deeper in camp because, yeah, and not that he'd ever go back to the Texans, but what if J.J. Watt opts out?
There will be guys opting out.
And yeah, what if DeMarcus Lawrence opts out? Then maybe the Cowboys are interested. So I think I would wait because you're not going to get a multi-year deal. But if something like that happened, and I'm don't worry, Cowboys fan, I'm not wishing that evil on you. But he's been 50-50. Let's say he says, you know what, I'm not playing. Well, okay, so you go pay Clowney 1 year, $18 million. Gets a nice payday. You get a replacement. Not as good a one, but you get a replacement. Because I think that's going to happen. We're going to start seeing, I mean, right now we're not seeing like real players opting out. I mean, some of the Patriots, like Patrick Chung's probably one of the bigger names.
Right.
But you haven't seen that superstar yet. Like Myles Garrett, what if he opts out?
That'd be a big deal.
Yeah, or Von Miller.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to happen, but somebody who's a big name is going to say, you know what, going to pass, and maybe it's a team, hell, maybe Tampa loses somebody off their defensive line, and now that Tom Brady's there, that could be a good fit for him. So that's what I would do. If I were your agent, Mr. Clowney, I would just wait and see what happens here over the next couple of weeks. I don't think I would be in any hurry to sign with anybody who's not offering me what you think you're worth. What's the score now? 25-23. Okay. You already projected this game is over.
It's over. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's why you don't need to watch basketball until the fourth quarter. That's another thing I think people forget. People are so starved for sports. It's like, okay. And Baffley, non-PC take. If J.J. opts out, that'll be different from his last four seasons. How exactly? I think we used that joke last week.
If only he would have to opt out halfway through the season.
Yeah, or two games in, but then opt back in with a game left. Yeah. So I could see him not wanting to play. He's all married now.
Yeah. I mean, and listen,
probably trying to make little soccer player babies.
You're already an injury risk guy. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I
if there was ever a season that you could get away with, because if he were to sit out a year, it would probably extend his career a little bit. He could probably use a break. And if there's ever been a season where you've got a chance to take a little bit of a break and not take too much bleep for it, it's this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think. Unfortunately, some of these guys are going to take bleep for it, which isn't fair. And that was even one of the columns I wrote a couple of weeks ago. It's like, you know, shut up. If these guys don't want to play, if they have family members who they think they're going to put at risk,
yeah,
then if they're in a good enough position in life where they can take a year off without having to work, so be it. And, you know, I respect that. They don't owe you anything. And I know that's the whole thing. Oh, well, they owe the fans. Not really. So, we're starved for sports, and you keep trying to force overreacted Rick and Morty down our throats, LOL.
We just talked about sports.
Yeah, we've done a lot of sports today, and, you know, maybe go put something else down your throat, buddy. Come with that crap.
Ooh, oh my.
Hey, this is why the texters are losing their asses to the Twitch guys. Because you get one guy's like, oh, it's the gym of the day sucked. Twitchers suck. No, you guys were already on double secret probation. And now in the pecking order, Twitch is kicking your ass. And it's not even close. I mean, there's some good texters, but there's a bunch of just absolute dickweeds like that. And I think the text line is dominated by 15-year-olds. That's what I think.
It's possible.
And I know we have a huge listenership in that
15-year-old lives matter.
12 to 17 demographic. But, you know, there's just more and more just utter nonsense. And, yeah, Twitch is kicking your ass, text line. You need to improve. Because you're already pretty close to being phased out completely.
Text line's out there battling.
Yeah, well, they're not battling well enough. And, you know, we already had a whole other thing we were going to do, and you were going to be dead anyway, and you got a reprieve thanks to the Rona. And guess what you're doing? You're blowing it. You're blowing your chances. And you're letting the Twitch guys beat your ass on a regular basis. You know what this is? This is everything that happened in the Chiefs-Texans game after it was 24 to nothing. That's what's happening to you, text line. So if you want to survive and move on to the next round, you might want to play some defense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, I've been telling you now for a couple of weeks about New Breaks. This is such a cool thing that they do. If you're hearing any kind of noise in your brakes, it's time to get it fixed. And, man, don't go to the auto shop. They're just going to screw you. Cool thing about New Breaks, this is what they do. They do brakes. And they're going to send somebody to your house. They're going to basically sanitize hands, tool. They're going to minimize contact with the customers. They're going to go in, and they're going to fix your brakes. And you're going to get a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And you can get an instant online quote from their brake experts. They'll reach out to you to learn more within a couple of minutes. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to receive 10% off your service. And you're already saving 20 to 50% more than what you would do if you'd go to a shop. And why do you want to go sit in a shop right now? Because you don't need to do that. They're going to come to you. You're going to get a transparent, surprise-free repair quote. And, these guys, go check out their website. I mean, the reviews are fantastic. They just want to help you out, and they don't want to screw you. And so many people have been screwed by auto repair. That's not what they do. They're transparent. They're upfront. Mention ESPN, 10% off your service, NUBRAKES.com, newbrakes.com.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And now we've got a Twitch versus text battle going on. Texter says, Twitchers cheat. They're not essential sitting at home watching live stream. But see, here's why you guys are losing. Like the best thing they can come up with for me, you're a penis. That's it. You know, guys, you want to rip my opinion on something? Feel free. You want to rip my appearance or whatever? Feel free. But you're a penis, or you suck, or you don't know this. You're not saying anything. You're not making any point. Tell me why you think I suck. Give me a reason. You made this point about this. It's wrong, and here's why I think it's wrong. That, you know what that's called? That's called being intelligent. You know, you suck tells me nothing. You're a penis. Great. And, of course, now I'm getting called a penis on the Twitch thing too, because
a lot of people do think you're a penis.
Yeah, well, F them. You know what? I don't care. I really don't, because you know, if it makes you feel better, if your life is that pathetic that you get on a text line and say you're a penis makes you feel better about who you are, be my guest. Got no impact on me, brother. I'm gonna drive home and drink great beer and great whiskey tonight. Maybe play some poker. And I won't give two bleeps about you. So, there. Real Frodo, Fred gets called a penis, but AJ actually looks like one.
Come on. How do you ban someone on Twitch?
Now, Frodo's a good contributor. He is an equal opportunity rip us both guy. Well, at least he's pretty funny. See, that's the thing. I don't care what you say. Just be funny. Can you do that?
How come Twitch, my video is way behind? It just showed me sitting down at the desk.
It's got a delay.
Yeah.
That's a hell
There's
of a
There's just
delay.
A natural built-in delay.
Okay.
And not all the text liners suck. There's some good ones.
Name one.
There's...
You can't name them.
Like Steelers fan Juan is one of them. But a lot of the text guys are also
on Twitch.
The problem
with text guys, you don't know who they are.
Well,
they're random numbers.
Like, some of these guys put their names on there. Like Bama Papa Joe. So, yeah, and this 281 guy who started it all, you may be the most pathetic texter I have ever seen. And we've got some bad ones.
Well, but he thinks you're a penis.
No, he's just kind of a, whiny little dick.
Ooh.
If you want to get on Twitch, get on Twitch and see how your game plays there. But guess what? No more of your texts get read. Congratulations. This way we get rid of, this is how we improve the text line. So, 409 says, really starting to get into horse racing. Enjoy it. Lots of fun. Won 1,200 at Delta Downs last night. Nice. See, that's a good texture. Or you can say, your picks suck. When was the last time you picked the winner? Today. Today was a good day. But I had a stretch, man, where I was getting my ass kicked, and I was more than honest about it. So,
do you think of Antonio Brown being suspended? Antonio Brown's already come out and said that he was done playing, right? He's retiring.
He's crazy. But I think he's just doing all this stuff to get him to make a decision, which they did.
So, really now, I mean, whether he wanted to retire or not, now he would have to get signed and then miss the first 8 games of the season.
Well, does it work that way, or does it just he can sign week 9 with somebody? Or does he have to?
No, he can sign on a roster. He's just not eligible to play until week 9.
But, I mean, if he sits out the first 8 games without being signed, does that count?
His suspension still is taking place.
Yeah, because he's not getting paid.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, if you're him, maybe you wait. Do the same thing. Wait till week 9 and see what receiver has died.
Yeah.
Like when DeAndre Hopkins blows his knee for the Cardinals. Yeah. Maybe you go there.
Yeah, he's not. It says he's not going to appeal. Soon as he could be back is week 9. Though again, an additional suspension is possible depending on what comes out in a pending civil case. Next hearing is September 15th.
Hmm.
Oof. Well, act a fool.
Yeah,
but it's okay. He's done anyway. You know he doesn't want to be done, but that's just like, no one's signing me. You know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with all of this.
Lamar Jackson wants him.
Mm. Well, he ain't getting him till week 9.
Oh, man. It's funny how Twitter guys aren't involved in this war.
No. I still like Twitter because when I like that on Twitter, I can... I don't know if I've like gotten used to the same people talking to us, but like for the most part, the people who interact regularly, I see the little picture and I'm like, oh, that's that person.
Yeah, a lot of them we've met in person.
Yeah.
Too.
So I don't know. The more I know about the person I'm interacting with, the more comfortable I am interacting with them, which is why I want nothing to do with the text line. I've never been on the text line. I don't do it.
You did it for a few days when you were trying to see stuff about Josh.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like the worst. I told you it was the worst idea ever.
I don't need that.
No, because, and, you know, the thing is, the 80% of them that are really good, you know, I want to keep it for that reason. But then there's just some that are just so bleeping stupid. You know, it's just dumb stuff that a 15-year-old would do. Now, that's happening on Twitter, too. Twitter's turned everybody into a bunch of 15. Twitter, yeah, and the Rona have turned people into a bunch of 15-year-olds. Some of the stuff that goes on there now is why I don't pay too much attention. Basically, all I've tweeted recently is, hey, here's my betting site. And damn, it's hot in my bleeping house because there's no air conditioning.
Do you think that... Rob Manfred, when he says, and he told the Major League Baseball Players Association, he told Tony Clark that if they don't do a better job of managing the coronavirus, they're going to shut down for the season. Do you think that's what would you say the odds are? What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds that this season gets shut down at some point?
I'd say 50-50.
I think that's probably a good number. And honestly, if I were betting, I would bet that it's probably more like 55-45 to the it's going to be shut down. And then people are going to be mad. And why do we even start this thing? I said all along, I don't think baseball is doing the smart thing here, not doing the bubble. They had the opportunity to do it too. It wouldn't have been quite the same as what they've got, you know, in Florida with this with Disney with the NBA, but it could have been similar. They could have just done it basically the same way they do spring training, where
the problem is, though, you'd have had to do Arizona and Florida, and guess where it's awful right now.
Yeah.
Although,
but if you lock NBA's these guys in their hotels,
work. Yeah. Well, how did that work with the Marlins?
Well,
because no matter what, somebody's going to do something stupid. That's and it's just like anything else, man. It's human beings. That's when we reopened. Nobody was wearing masks and stuff, and they were just going out and doing whatever. And guess what happened? We got closed down again.
And y'all were not here for this, but I think we can all agree that Lou Williams really rolled the dice and got super lucky that he didn't get it. Going to a strip club while he was in Atlanta. Like, the odds were against him of, hey, you can go hang out at a strip club and not get it, and somehow he locked out. Because if not, he probably should have been banned from the NBA for life if he'd have brought it back into the bubble.
Yeah, well, but guys are doing stuff like that. They're bringing in, what, hot masseuses. You seen that?
Juggalo Trey says, everyone knows Twitter is the best for interaction. Everyone asks, hey, Trey, who gives the best interaction for the Blitz? And I say Twitter every time. If Trey's now the number one Frankie McDonald fan, am I out of the loop that I don't know who Frankie McDonald is?
I have no idea.
He's the guy who does the weather reports from Nova Scotia. From anytime there's a big storm headed to a big city, he does a giant weather report on him.
Remember,
I'll have to go pick out his one from Harvey.
Yeah, his one from Harvey, he nailed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to hear that.
I'll come back with it.
Yeah, he's like the Rain Man of weather.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, you'll remember him when you hear him. Oh, Houston, Texas. Yeah. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN
97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major storm is headed towards Houston, Texas on Saturday, August the 26th, 2017. And winds are going to be very damaged. It's going to bring up to 50-plus millimeters of rain in Houston, Texas, and the surrounding areas. It's going to last up for the next few days. It's going to bring a ton of rain. That's going to cause a lot of flooding in Houston, Texas. That's going to cause sewers to back up in the streets. I recommend people to stay away from the beaches and don't go near the shores. And then Galveston, Texas, and the surrounding areas as well. It's going to bring a lot of rain. Winds are going to be very strong. It's going to bring damaging winds in Houston, Texas, and the surrounding areas as well. It's going to bring a ton of rain. Winds are going to be very strong. It's going to bring damaging winds. It's going to bring heavy rain. It's going to bring very strong winds in Houston, Texas. And
Well, you're right. He nailed it. Houston, Texas. And surrounding areas. Also surrounding areas and Houston, Texas.
Yeah, he makes a bunch of videos whenever there's big weather.
And Trey's his number one fan now.
Well, apparently so.
All right.
Somebody asking if I would do a book signing in Galveston. Yeah, sure. As soon as the things are loosened up, I'll be happy to do a book signing anywhere. I actually was going to do a bunch of them, and then this happened, because I'm going to really start pushing because the sequel will be out sometime next year. So I wanted to kind of hit this one again. So yeah, I'm just hit me up on email. We'll set something up as soon as. I don't know how you social distance doing a book signing.
No.
Right now, but yeah.
Like, you can cough the Rona onto their books?
Well, I'd wear a mask.
Oh.
Definitely.
What kind of...
Hey, man, I'm
That's a boring book signing.
Not really. I mean, I'll sign the book and talk to him for a second.
What about if people want to take a picture with you? Will you take your mask off for a
no,
photo?
No, I will not take my mask off, but I will take a photo as long as we're not touching.
Okay.
So.
What if they hold one side of the book and you hold the other side?
It's probably fair.
And arms are totally outreached.
Yeah, that's okay.
Now you could take your mask off.
Not taking the mask off.
That's 6 feet.
No, but I don't want to be taking my mask off in public unless I'm at a table eating.
Will you pull your mask to the side?
No.
How will they know you're smiling about your book?
Because I have smiling eyes.
Okay.
I won't wear sunglasses or goggles.
Yeah, right. You always wear sunglasses.
I forgot mine today. So. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. But, yeah, and I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to get to today. It's just going to have to wait. There's no way we can get to some of this stuff.
We only have one segment left after this.
Yeah, I know. So do we actually have a stupid stuff where we...
We do.
Is it mostly Patrick and Jason being idiots?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's typical. They're here today, too. They're going to do a show after ours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Aaron... here's what happened. Aaron probably did all of them because all everybody did was praise him on Twitter last night. And like, we never praise him enough. I think his feelings are hurt, so he's like, you know... He's hitching his wagon to late hits. Good luck.
No, I mean, there's some stuff mixed in from yesterday's show.
Yesterday's show sucked. I mean, at least half of it did. I sucked.
Had fun.
I sucked yesterday. I just wasn't in it. Today's much better. Plus, I managed to stir up a war between the texters and the twitchers, which is always fun. It's like, you know, it's like throwing a... It's like getting a rat that's half alive and throwing it into the Astrodome. And... The cats from one side of the arena dive after it. The cats from the other side of the arena dive after it.
Robert says, what would make you feel comfortable going back to a movie theater again?
You know, that's one of those things that I just don't need in my life. I hadn't been going to many. I think the last one I went to when it was released was Endgame. When we went to the media screening.
Yeah.
I had just kind of gotten away from that because... I prefer watching at home. And now there's some that you kind of want to see on a big screen or IMAX and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it to me, it's like the gym. It's one of those things that I was sort of phasing out of my life anyway. So I don't really know that I will be going back. And I maybe like concerts even.
They do need to start putting some new movies out, though, for us somehow. Like I keep getting I'll get emails from like, Redbox, and it's like, hey, what's new with the box? And Redbox now has like you don't have to go to the actual Redbox anymore. It's a streaming service now. I think you'd do both if you prefer, but it's always the same movies. Like, there's no new movies coming.
Well that's,
Tenet got delayed again. It was supposed to come out in August,
yeah,
and they decided to push it back again.
Well, I mean, right now you're getting a whole bunch of new stuff on Netflix, like Umbrella Academy Season 2 dropped today. We got The Boys coming in September. But there's going to be a stretch here where there's not much new because they just can't film it right now. And that goes for your big blockbuster films. And this is what I've been saying that people, you know, don't want to hear. But the economic impact from this, we're not even scratching the surface of what it's going to be. I think there's entire industries... like movie theaters that may not exist in a year.
Because, it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, and especially what if there's no new movies?
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the ones like Greyhound was supposed to be released, but then Amazon bought it and you know, not Amazon, Apple, which brought a lot of people to them. And that's, you know, I think that, I think gyms are going to have a hard time surviving.
I think so too.
So...
But gym people are also kind of zealots, and they'll find a way.
Yeah, but I mean, I think a lot of people are doing what I'm doing, buying home gyms now.
Yeah.
And, you know, now there are still some gyms open around me, and this is why, because I was kind of thinking, you know what, maybe I'll join one of these. They're packed. There's too many people in there. Like, no way I'm going around that. Because those places are nasty to begin with. Half the people never wipe down their machines.
And if they wipe it down, they're doing it with a dry paper towel or an already soaked gym towel.
Yeah. And I mean, it's already got their sweat on it.
Right.
So it's like, And because there's one that's only a few blocks from me, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll check it out and see what it. I drove by after work one night. The parking lot's completely full. The place is completely full. I was like, no, I can't do that. I don't want any part of that. And so so obviously there's people out there that still will do it, and they want to. They're okay to risk it. That's fine. But not for me. And that doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing everything. I'm still going out for dinner and going, and I'm comfortable with that because, you know, people are following the rules. And tomorrow I'm thinking of going and watching hockey at our hockey place, and they've set out
the Leaf.
Yep. They've set out what the rules are going to be, and they're doing a restaurant now. And as long as I get there and that's what they're doing, great. But I've done this before at other places. If I get there and it's too crowded,
you're out of there.
Or people aren't wearing masks, see you. You don't get my business. And I think that's, I mean, for me, that's reasonable. Now, and I think it's up to people to decide. There may be some people that don't want to even go out. I get that, too.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. But, I mean, I think there's some people who don't want to travel. Well, you were comfortable doing it. But.
Well, I wasn't really comfortable, but I was more comfortable flying than driving for 3 days. I mean, yeah. And like sending my family when my wife was trying to figure out if they wanted to fly up there or drive up there, I was like, well, you can be on a plane for 4.5 hours, or you can be on the road for 3 days and stop at, you know, 10 gas stations and three hotels. Like,
yeah,
that sucks.
So once has been going to a gym, roughly 80% of the people have been wearing masks, lots of disinfectant. So that's the problem. If it's not 100%, and in a gym, it's so much harder to keep it.
Yeah, gyms are just kind of gross places anyway.
Yeah.
Randy says, not going to be many actors left after being arrested for pedophilia. So maybe the Hollywood movies aren't going to be coming anymore. But that's a good opportunity for me. So if we get enough big-time stars arrested for being pedos, I could become a big-time star.
There is that.
And maybe just I don't want to be like John Depp or Brad Pitt. I'm not looking for that level. I just want to be famous enough. I want to do a movie or two that gets me famous enough, even a TV show, that when that show or that movie's done for, that I can host The Price is Right. That's really all I want to do. That's like my main goal in life, is to be the host of The Price is Right. So now I'd settle for another game show. If they came back and did a remake of Supermarket Sweep, I'd be up for that. Or I can't believe that chick got Press Your Luck. Oh, gross. I mean, who is she anyway? Like, what did she do that made her famous? What's her biggest role? Exactly.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno, maybe.
Really? That's it?
That wasn't even very good.
No, she was in the Hunger Games. So she was in all three of those.
Yeah, but she wasn't like the... she wasn't Jennifer Lawrence. She was like the chick that announced the Hunger Games are starting, right?
Yeah.
She had the crazy makeup. She didn't even look like herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with that. She shouldn't have that job. It's BS. I just want to get famous enough that I can get a job like that. Is that too much to ask? Seriously?
I just want to do...
Can enough of you guys be pedophiles that you can clear Hollywood out? Drain the swamp of Hollywood. Anybody who's involved with any sort of pedophilia or sexual misconduct with, you know, casting couches, any of that stuff, get them all out of there. And I should have there should be enough room for me. And then I need someone to come to me with a good script. And I'll, see,
I just want to be a narrator.
That's not going to get you famous enough.
That's okay. That's okay. I think that would be... Actually, no. Morgan Freeman does a lot of that. He's famous.
But he was already famous before he did that.
I know, but I'm gonna flip the script. I'm going to get famous
that's
doing
never
that.
Gonna
because
work.
Everybody is going to say, hey, dude, that guy is so good. That's who I want.
It's never going
to
work.
And then they're going to want me to be an actual host.
It's just like game shows now. The most famous narrators were already famous for something else.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm going to be so good at this that, and I'm
Fred,
already famous.
I got to tell you, you're not that good at it.
No, I'm great at it. You've never heard me do it.
I know. I'm just assuming.
Yeah. See, that's because you're wrong. And yeah, and then they'll want me to actually host as a narrator. It won't be so. Like when I get Ancient Aliens, it won't be just the guy's voice anymore. It'll be me hosting it and then narrating. And I'll do my hair up like the crazy guy too. I think there's. See, I'm not trying to. I'm not aiming for the stars. Like you're trying to be in a movie. Yeah, you got no shot at that. I mean, have you seen your screen test? It's abysmal. I'm going for something that's actually attainable.
All right. Yeah, I'll come up with something. All right. You know what? I've got an idea. I'll come up with a movie. It's about a guy who has BPH, an enlarged prostate, and it's given him a lot of problems. And he's like, you know what? I guess all I can do is put the old drill in my penis and help myself out here. And then I'll be a superhero, and I'll be Dr. Andrew Doe, who actually is a superhero. And I'll fix your BPH without putting a drill in your pee hole. Guys, you don't need surgery. Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health, he's the first doctor in Houston to do a procedure called PAE. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure that uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate. It's an outpatient procedure. You're in and out in a few hours, and it's done right in the office at Elite Health. And nobody in Houston has done more of these PAE procedures than Dr. Doe. He is the guy that you want. It's covered by most insurance plans, which that's obviously very important. Learn more about this today. You don't need the surgery. 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618. Check them out at choosepae.com. I cry when angels
deserve to die. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Kind of a fun show today. Managed to piss off all the texters. Good for them. You guys have until Monday to get your bleep together. And the good ones, I really hope the good ones just move over to Twitch. Because, you know, that's the direction we're heading. And that way the bad ones can sit there and text to their heart's desire and nobody ever reads it, which is, you know, pretty much par for the course. All right, so we do have stupid stuff. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said
this week predominantly most of them were solo homers. Starts this year giving up two runs, both of them solo shots. Excuse me. And then McCullers.
They were what?
You know. Like, could you imagine you got your plate and you're sitting around the front and the song comes on? Here comes Candy to the front stage. And now she's booty clapping over your plate. You got stripper glitter and crumbs all in your plate. And you're eating.
Some guys probably pay extra for it.
That's a fair point. AJ.
maybe that's the secret ingredient in the frequent burps.
Go to Magic City and ask for the AJ Hoffman.
Can I get some stripper glitter in my
change
food
your so life?
Get some better burps to go out here.
It was announced that he was out for the season, and we covered that yesterday. His response, again, I just looked up at Aaron because I knew at this point he was going to be pissed.
Shame.
I deserve it. I deserve it. Let's go to the Mariners side. The guy closing it out. He was just painting that outside corner. What was his name? Willer?
Taylor Williams.
Taylor, okay. Well, missed completely.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Van Art Jeweler gym of the day. Bum-ba-dum-ba-bum.
The Astros have called up Andre Scrub, who I hope is not a scrub.
Oh, da-dum-dum. Where were you at on that one, Aaron? He's just shaking his head so mad. I could see a leprechaun banging, what's those guys that are half men, half horse called?
Centaurs?
I could probably go find that right now in 30 seconds and watch it, if that's what I'm into. So, yes, I mean, this is, unless she's got a third boob, I'm not there for 30 days.
One of my favorite segments, The Blitz does, and it's our last day in, and it works out perfectly, is what are the odd wins? What of the... God, I can't talk.
What are the odds?
Thank you. I appreciate that. What are the odds Wednesday? And I won't say it anymore.
2016, Miss Cleo, the psychic.
Now, is that the porn one with the big ass or the fake psychic?
The psychic.
Oh.
Psychic Readers Network.
Died. But does she have a big ass?
Well, she's dead, so I don't know.
Did she die from having a big ass?
She died of colon cancer
at
53. Apparently, she didn't see that coming.
That's a crappy way to go out.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. It's a record. Didn't even get through the open. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
In this sort of wonky setup, just give me the best players. I'm not messing around and hoping that chemistry is clicking for a team. No, I just give the ball to the or give the puck to the best guy and let him score.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.
Did you forget the name of our show?
No, I was reading. I was reading something.
The Blitz. That's right.
Yeah, I was reading something while I was doing that. You know what? I'm really struggling today trying to keep track of all the Twitch and the texts and all for some reason. Yeah, we'll be right the bleep back.
He apparently went double rods to Major League Baseball. I'm going to throw it, guys. I'm going to start here. Or can't do that. Sorry, got to dump that one.
Yeah, that's not the Twitch.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
That's it. This week. Sorry, I didn't get to hear any of that. Sarcasm alert. We got a slam in at you.
I know.
We got Braddock struggling with the English language.
That's all right.
We got Creighton dropping an S-bomb.
Oh, not good.
No, that's not good.
And Jason being put on an FBI list because he wants to watch a leprechaun bang a centaur.
Yeah, that's odd.
That's actually very common. There's a lot of fantasy movies out there where things like that happen.
It's common at Fred's house.
Not in my house, no.
Oh, yes.
No.
In your phone. Garage. Oh, yeah. In his garage on his phone.
First, that new iPad he bought.
His wife doesn't allow it.
First off, if a leprechaun is going to bang a centaur, he's going to need like a bucket to stand on. Okay? I mean.
Yeah.
Honestly, because centaurs are the size of horses. Leprechauns are tiny little wee men. So if you're going to do this, it probably needs to be a keg. Not just a bucket. He's probably going to need a keg to make this physically work. And, yeah, I've read a lot of sci-fi fantasy novels over the years, and I'm pretty certain centaur sex was part of one of them. Maybe even written a short story where there was some centaur sex. But, you know, you would have to, for it to work.
So I did email RJ Bell. A lot of people have asked, when is RJ coming back? I emailed him today. So I tried to call him. His phone went straight to voicemail, which he's probably prepping for his show. But, I recommend that all of you tweet at RJ and say, hey, when are you coming back on with the Blitz? Let's get this thing going. And blow up his mentions on Twitter, and he'll be back in no time, I assume. I think he's just trying to be lazy. If I know RJ.
Yeah, that maybe he's got the Rona.
I don't think so. Well, maybe. I mean, I don't like to. I think he's been doing his show, though. So I
oh, has he? Okay. Yeah, I haven't. I mean, I haven't. I've been meaning to reach out, and I just haven't done it. I've been meaning to fix my hair and haven't done it. Just lots of other stuff going on. So, oh, man. What are they doing talking about centaur sex? And why a leprechaun? Wouldn't a minotaur be even more awesome?
His point that he was making was the, I sent you this story, the porn star who's giving away her OnlyFans for free because hockey's returning.
Oh, yeah.
And so he said he'd never sign up for a free OnlyFans because there's free porn out there and he can see basically any type of porn he wants for free. He doesn't need to sign up for a free OnlyFans.
Right. Well, I just, for the record, I think a minotaur and a centaur would make more sense because a minotaur is kind of a bull.
I think a minotaur and a regular person would be the funnest.
I'm sure that exists somewhere. All right. That is going to wrap it up. Boy, a long week, huh? Good job, Aaron. Good job, AJ. It's better today than I was yesterday, but still pretty much sucked. We'll try it again on Monday. Thanks to everyone who tweeted and most of the people who texted, and everybody's on Twitch. You guys have a great, great weekend. Till Monday, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 90.